Here's Bruce Boudreau. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're fired up here in Toronto.
Hey, don't forget, there's always European League you can play for playing this year.
That's true. Did you ever play over in Europe?
Yeah, I played in Germany in 84, long time ago.
Did you enjoy that?
You know what? The actual hockey is a lot of fun because if you've ever been over there, the audience or the crowds are always into it. They're singing, they're dancing, but there just wasn't enough hockey for me twice a week, and that was it. So I had to come back.
Bruce, I think I played against you like my first year pro. Did you play in Adirondack for the playoffs one year?
I did, yep.
Yeah, 91.
They won the Calder Cup that year, yep.
Yeah, were you like a ringer that year or what?
No, it's a long story, but I was playing in Fort Wayne and I came to Adirondack, because Barry Melrose was the coach and we used to room together. I don't think they could find anybody else. Those were the two reasons. Where'd you play?
I was in Capital District Islanders.
Okay, yeah.
So that was my rookie year. I think I was 19 or 20, so I think you were just finishing
up. Beautiful rink.
Yeah. Yes, it was RPI College. Great rink there.
Did Bruce get you at all or what?
I am sure he did. I saw it. You only played 4 or 5 games that year, but I'm sure you got one on me.
Well, you never know. I can't remember that far back. Yeah.
We'll find out for you. Bruce Boudreau joining us, head coach of the Wild, Leafs in Minnesota tomorrow night. Are you still watching a lot of Leaf games these days? Or
well, yeah, unfortunately, everyone. And I'm afraid. they're pretty good. When they get their guys going, they're pretty good.
So do you need like a scouting report, or do you already know enough?
I think I pretty well know, but we watched a lot of video today, and we'll watch it again tomorrow. I mean, hopefully you can always find a little something that you'd missed. And when you're talking to your team about, you know, another team, it's great that you have an extra day off only because you can, you don't want to give all the information at one time because they tend to forget some of it. So you try to give it in bits and pieces.
Bruce, how do you deal with a penalty kill situation? You coached Ovechkin in Washington and if you're in that penalty killing video, you're like, do not let this guy be open. And the same with Mitch Marner. I do the Leaf games and it's like, I'm watching the power play. I'm like, does anyone want to filter the puck away and not let it go to him? Because it runs through him, so why let him touch it? But it just seems like great players, they get the puck and they're going to do it anyway. It's like they always have it and there's nothing you can do about it.
And that's true. And there's not much you can do to it. He's going to get the puck, because you're not going to be able to keep it away from the Leaf team for 2 minutes, and they'll get it to him. So you got to deal with it that way. But, you know, when we had with Ovi, too, and even to this day, I mean, you know what's happening, and you know they're going to get it. But great players seem to make great plays, mm-hmm. and that's what makes them great players. You know, I mean, when Laine gets in that spot and he's shooting the puck or Ovechkin's shooting the puck, it's really difficult to stop. And the best way to do it is not to take penalties. Mm-hmm. And when you don't take penalties, that means, especially against the Leafs, that means you're not slowing them down. And they're so fast that, I mean, you got to find ways to slow them down and impede their progress. But it's a double-edged sword. It's a tough thing to do.
As a defenseman, how would you assess watching some tape of Morgan Rielly? He's had an impressive year for the Leafs, Bruce. Just break down what you see from him. You know, he's a skater. I know you like to handle the puck and be an offensive guy. What do you see from Morgan Rielly?
Well, you see a guy that's really sort of had a breakout year for sure. Like, I mean, he's been good and hovering around, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say mediocre, but what young guys do. And now this year, it's sort of like he's awoken and said, I'm going to be elite. And the plays he's making and the shots he's taking are going in. The plays he's making, he's getting them to great players who's finishing. So his confidence is through the roof. I don't see him making the mistakes that he made in his first couple of years as far as losing the puck in his own zone or not picking up the right guy. He's doing the good job defensively, and yet as soon as the puck is turned over or whatever, he's gone. I mean, he's as fast as they can and uh, as as they are, and he's quarterbacking a pretty good team.
With Bruce Boudreau, head coach of the Wild, and the Leafs are in Minnesota tomorrow night. They're in tough. You guys have a great home record, and I would assume, you know, what the Leafs are going through in their division probably feels very similar to yourself, where the Atlantic is loaded right now with Tampa and Toronto, and Buffalo's off to a great start. Boston's a good team. And the Central's got Nashville and Colorado and Winnipeg and you guys. I mean, I guess that's just the luck of the draw, or the unluck of the draw, if you will. But it must keep you motivated knowing that you're in a division like that, that's just loaded with talent and a lot of teams that can do damage.
Well, yeah, in this league, in today's NHL, there's never a day off. I mean, every game is a grind. I mean, whether it's the Atlantic or whether it's the Central Division of it, the Metro could still say the same thing about some of their teams, and so could the Pacific. But, I mean, it's every time you make you get 2 points, it's like a huge jump. And every time you don't, it's like, oh, my God, I'm stagnant. The teams are passing us. So a two-game losing streak, which we're on now, is huge because we haven't picked up any points in a week. And so where was once looking pretty comfortable, a week later you're going, we better start winning some games.
Bruce, we've been talking about where the game is headed and where it's come from. You know, there's been a few games with the Maple Leafs especially that they've gone through a whole game where there's been no penalties. And, you know, there's still a ton of skill there. The game is at an all-time high as far as speed. But, you know, where do you see it as far as where you want your team to be maybe physical and winning some battles, but you also have to tread that line because the game has changed a little bit?
Oh, it's changed a lot. I mean, it is all skill. But I will tell you this. I think the most exciting game of the year we played was when we played Winnipeg last week, where there was a little brawl inside their penalty bench and everybody got into it. And I sort of miss a little bit of the old time hockey. even though I wasn't the biggest or toughest guy, it was a lot of fun playing back then. But I don't know how much more faster, how much more skill guys can get, because it is at breakneck speed these days, and it's incredibly when you're at ice level and you're watching it from where I'm watching it, man, they are so fast. It's and what they can do with, you know, with the puck at that kind of speed is really incredible. I mean, I don't know how far it can go, but I'd like it to be a little more physical myself.
Brucey, imagine last night, Krejci from Boston got hit and his tooth got knocked out, and Boychuk picked it up and dropped it off at the Bruins bench. Can you imagine back in the day if he tried to say, oh, here's this guy's tooth, somebody would have grabbed him and thrown him in the bench and beat the living piss out of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, what was it? I heard the story today, as a matter of fact. The young guy from Montreal, the rookie, he was on the ice in training camp or something, and a fight took place, and he was astounded after the game because it was the first time he'd ever been on the ice when a fight occurred. Like, I mean, the game has gone, has come a long way.
Yeah,
I would
really
say so. I didn't hear that story.
The Cock and Yammy story. I didn't hear that either. But
he had witnessed
the
fight.
Probably, or he's 18 years old. Yeah.
One of our media guys said, actually, I may be wrong on this, so don't quote me, but I think I was talking to Jim Houston, and I thought the story might have came from him, or the group that we were talking in this morning.
Right. Well, yeah, that would explain it. I mean, they would know. We probably should, but we don't.
Yeah, I missed that story, but that is...
That's a good one.
I mean,
I guess,
it doesn't surprise me, though.
In Finland, they're not fighting in junior or whatever, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, but... Anyway, Leafs Wild tomorrow night in Minnesota. It should be a great game. It's going to be a fun one. Enjoy it. We always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you, Bruce.
No problem. And I tell me for sure that Nylander won't be in the lineup for them tomorrow.
he needs a couple weeks, you know.
Wow. Depends. He's a thoroughbred
Mike
like
says,
us, Bruce.
Mike says he's ready.
Well, yeah, we'll find out. I mean, that would be pretty shocking.
There
That'd
is a direct
cool,
flight but... to Sweden, or from Sweden to Minnesota, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck with that if it happens.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
You got it. There's Bruce Boudreau.
Friend of the show.
Leaf super fan.
We love Bruce.
And head coach of the Minnesota Wild.